Negotiations that suit both parties can lead to the best outcomes. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Inev Hart, assistant professor of management at the George Mason University School of Business, considers negotiating styles.
Much of the advice about how to negotiate focuses on the terms of a negotiated deal. You might think, then, that more and more aggressive negotiations would always lead to better outcomes. By employing aggressive tactics, however, you might obtain great deal terms, but you may also ultimately harm your relationship with your counterpart in ways that make you worse off economically. In many negotiations, particularly involving services and employment, the total economic value we get includes both the deal, the salary amount, and post-negotiation behavior. For example, how hard the employee works after receiving that salary, which depends on the relationship. So for example, if you hire a babysitter, you care about their hourly wage, but you care even more about how well they treat your children. This value is created after the negotiated deal. How should you approach a negotiation? Ask yourself, after this negotiation, how important is it that the counterpart has high morale? If the other person's morale is irrelevant to you, then aggressive or competitive tactics may work just fine. But if you care about the other person's morale after the negotiation, think babysitter, then collaborative tactics may get you the best outcome, even if you give up some profit at the bargaining table.
That was Inev Hart of George Mason University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.